Praise the Lord, good morning. It is good to be in the house of God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and let's read Psalm 142. Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about. Amen. For thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Thank you for your presence in our life. We magnify you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for you are the God who listened to our cry, for our crying to you and our petition to help us, to deliver us, to save us. Truly God, no man can help, and no one, O God, is lack unto thee in help and deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for saving us from our persecutors who are stronger than ours, O God. And we continue to pray that you help us and save us. Oh Lord, deal bountifully with each and every one of us. Deal bountifully with your church and help us, oh God. Help us today and the days coming. I pray, Lord, for comfort that comes from you, encouragement from your word, guidance of the Holy Spirit, so we can continue the journey faithfully, successfully, till you come and take us. Lord, make each and every one of us ready, those who are here and our brethren in other places, even those who left and go off the track and they are doing their own, have mercy on them. Oh God, bring them to their sins to repent and come back to you in the name of Jesus. Let's come now to the Lord also in repentance for whatever sin we have done against him, against one another, the thing that we did not do, the instruction that we did not obey. Let's ask God forgiveness of our sins. Continue, Lord, to convince us, convict us, convict your people, convince them with their sin and shortcomings so they can repent properly in the name of Jesus. repent, renounce your sin, God will cleanse you from all righteousness. As you humble down, He will lift you up in due time. Cast all your burden unto Him because He cares for you. Come now to God and ask Him what you need. Your burden, give to Him. Your problem, He can solve. Knock the door. We are knocking at your door, O God. We are seeking your face. We ask you, Lord, answer us and give us our needs, O God. Lead us and guide us, O God. Answer our prayers. Answer our petition to you, O God. We have no one to go and run except you, Lord. Meet our needs, O God. Meet our daily needs, O God. The crossroads that we are on, lead us to the right path, O God. Lead us, lead us, lead your church. Lead each and every family of us in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your job. Pray for the place that you are working. Pray for your boss, your income, your salary. Yes, oh God. I pray for all the companies that we are working. Prosper them, oh God. So we too prosper. And also, Lord, we pray for favor that comes from you upon us from them. And also, Lord, we pray that we'll be a good example to them. And we will be preaching your word to them. You make a way, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for all the workers to be faithful to you in giving their tithes and offering and their first fruits to you in the name of Jesus. As you are prospering us, teach us to also to be faithful in giving what is due for you in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for one another. If you know anyone having problem or issue or struggle in his life, bring that sister or that brother in the hands of God. Let's pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, I pray for your blessing upon each and every family. I pray for each and every husband to lead the family in the way of yours, O God, to fear you, to walk in your ways. I pray for the wives also, Lord. Bless them, O God, as they are humble and they are submissive to their husbands. Bless them and reward them, and let them be a good help to their husband to lead the family in the way of righteousness. I pray for both parents in each and every family to agree, O God, to discipline their children and to teach them the ways of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, for your blessing to flow, your provision, and also, O God, I pray for each and every family to shine to the non-believers around them, that they can see you through their lives in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the places that we came from, the countries, the nations. Let's pray for our neighborhoods, our friends, our relatives, that they may know Christ and we can also reach them with the word of God. Prayer, petition, thanksgiving, supplication will be made for everyone and for rulers and those who are in authorities. Pray in the Spirit always. Pray all kinds of prayers and pray for me. Pray continually. Yes, O God. Continue to pray. Your message will be reaching out to the places that we came from, to our friends, relatives, our contacts. Thank you for the media that you made it possible that we can reach them easily, O God, and to give the message in writing and in voice and in video. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Help us, guide us, and strengthen us, Lord, to continue to serve you and do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. You lead us, you help us, you strengthen us to evangelize. We commit our lives to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church to grow. Pray for yourself, for your ministry. Pray that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit and go on and serve the Lord. Pray for more souls to come. Oh God, we pray for more souls to come in the name of Jesus through the each and every one of us ministry, contact and evangelism. I pray for the fruit of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in each and every one of us life, that we'll be submissive to you, to be changed and transformed. I pray for the refilling again of those who have been baptized with the Holy Ghost, to give them the spiritual gifts that they need in their life to serve you. I pray for those who have not yet water baptized, they will submit themselves to the ordinance of Holy and of the ordinance of the water baptism, and also they will receive the Holy Spirit baptism so they can serve you with us in the name of Jesus. We pray for more evangelism. Pray for more people to reach out with your word and with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we pray also, Lord, for the place that you place your church here in UAE, and the rest of the places that the church had extended to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to Sri Lanka, to India, to Philippines, to Australia, America, and also Sierra Leone and Malawi. We pray, oh God, you help us to continue to exist, oh God. Give us favor in the heart of men and the authorities and the governments, oh God, that all our needs, all the logistic needs to be met, oh God. We pray for finances to be provided for each and every family member, congregation, and workers and pastors, oh God, that nothing will be lacking, oh God, so that our service will be more fruitful and effective. I pray for favor. I pray for answered prayers. I pray also, Lord, that we continue to pray for the non-believers' government, that they will know you and follow you. We come against all the foothold of devil, the persecution, spirit of injustice, spirit of antichrist, anti-ministry, anti-evangelism, anti-conversion. We rebuke all in the name of Jesus. We pray for the protection of the church from the false brothers and those who persecute us, those who are instigate the government against us. Lord, we pray You deal with them, O God, and you protect us. We are more victorious. And soon the Christ will crush the head of serpent under your feet. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Lord, lead us and guide us and help us. Even today we pray, O God, you anoint our worship, O God. Help us, O Lord, to hear your voice clearly and to give you what you ask us, O Lord. I pray for transformation. I pray also, Lord, that you anoint the message, the preaching, anoint the songs, the prayers, anoint this recording and all the parts of our worship, the giving. Let your name be glorified. I pray for more souls to add to us. I pray for protection of the place of worship, all the places of worship, O God. We pray also, Lord. We pray also, O God, protection of all the workers, O God. No one, I pray, O God, no one shall be forced, O God, to get the vaccine or do it against you, against their free will, in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint the worship. Anoint the recording. Take it to reach the places that you want it to reach. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord with a thankful heart and with a song of praise. Let us enter the most holy place, cleansing ourselves by the blood of Jesus from sin by through our repentance. By the blood of Jesus, let us draw near to Him, grateful to Him and all what He had done and all what He is going to do for us.
we just thank you, Lord, for all the miracles and wonders, for all your protections and guidance, O Lord. Teach every one of us to be faithful to you, Lord, and prepare to take us with you, God, with a thankful heart.
Hallelujah. Let's continue to give the praise. We clap our hands to our Lord Jesus Christ and the victory that He gave us on the cross when He died for our sins and set us free from the power of devil and the power of death and the power of sicknesses. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Clap your hand to Him. us, O God. We continue to bless your holy name, O God, for all the great things that you have done, and you are going, and you are doing, and you are going to do. O God, teach us how to live a holy life, for you are holy. Teach us how to be perfect, because you are perfect. Remind us, Lord, today the things that you want us to do, O God. Teach us your ways, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Answer our prayers and open our ears to hear your voice and follow your instructions. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Oh,
For touching each and every one of us lives. Thank you for the comfort that we receive from you as we enter the most holy place. Thank you for meeting you face to face, O God. We thank you, Jesus. Bless the rest of our lives, the rest of our worship and service to you. Guide us, instruct us, unite us to be in one accord, to go on and serve you. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. It's time now to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits unto God. As God bless us, we need to be faithful to Him, so that as we bring to Him what we do for Him from tithes and various kind of offerings and first fruits, the windows of heaven will be open unto us, upon us, and we will have so much blessing that we cannot keep. Lord, thank you for your people, your church, every member and worker who commit himself to give us a due for you, O God. I pray, open the windows of heaven and bless and pour out so much blessing that they will have no place to keep. And also, Lord, rebuke the devourer, the pestilence, remove fines, accidents, high payment and false charges. And we pray, O God, that you don't allow the fruit of our hard work to be thrown away or to be cast down in the name of Jesus, and let every nation know that we are blessed by you. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's continue today meditating from the Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain, and when he say that if you light a candle, you don't put it under, but you put it up so that everyone in the house will see. And when he say Matthew 5:15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. The church is the candlestick, it's the candle and the candlestick. And we need to the word of God to lighten all in the house, and as God lead us to speak to about the seven churches in the book of Revelation, and every church had his weakness and had his also strength, and we should be the light to others, and to be the light to others we should recognize our weaknesses so we can overcome it and repent of them. And we should recognize the good and positive points in our lives as we study these churches, and as we go on to the scriptures that the Holy Spirit lead us to expound, we can apply things in our life so that we can be more fruitful. We can be the candlestick, the candle on the candlestick that will light the everyone that is in the house, those part of the church member, and also those who are the new people that God wants us to reach out, and also to the rest of the world, that Jesus said, let your light shine before men so that they will see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 3, speaking from the message of Jesus and his letter to the church of Sardis. Sardis is the church that has the reputation of being alive, but they are dead. He told them, remember therefore how thou hast received and healed, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Lord, anoint my lips, O God. Anoint your word to us. Direct us with the scriptures of what we need us to know and to do, O God. Remind us today, O Lord, as you say, remember. Remind us today the things that you want us to remember. O God, I pray for faithfulness in each and every one of us heart, O Lord, those who are here and those who are in other places, O God, that we will heed your word, O God, and we will apply them in our lives. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. He taught them to remember, not because they have a short memory or they are forgetting things, but it is about unfaithfulness. When they know the things that they need to do, but they have to keep aside or throw it, or they go into other direction, it means they had forgotten, they did not remember what God said in his word. One of the sins that churches and the body of Christ is having now is unfaithfulness. They forget the good things they had received from the Lord, and they take it for their own benefit, and also they have forgotten, they don't remember the word of God. That's why he told them, remember. And today also we continue today to go through the scriptures to be reminded of the things that God wants us to remember so that we know how to apply them in our life. Let's go now to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25. And verse 17. He told them, remember, book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25, verse 17. Remember what Amalek did unto thee, by the way, when you were came forth out of Egypt. He told them to remember Amalek. When you came out from Egypt, what he did to you. Amalek is a descendant from Edom. And they attacked the Israelites when they went out from Egypt. In their weakness, they attacked them. And the Lord told them, remember what they did. And truly, the Lord dealt with them. In the book of Exodus, chapter 17, when they came to attack, the Lord spoke to Moses and and what's called Jeshwan told them, you go out and take people, choose some people with you and go and fight with them. And through that, Joshua fought the battle and he won the battle. And what the Lord say at the conclusion of the battle, in the book of Exodus, chapter 17, and let's read verse 13 to verse 16. Say, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Now, we know that this is the history, what had happened, and what God said. And God said, remember. But we know also that Saul, he forget what God has said in his word. And even when Samuel went to Saul and to remind him of what God has said, he commissioned him in 1 Samuel chapter 15. The command is to remember Amalek and what he did. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 2 and 3, see, this was Samuel said to Saul, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. He commissioned him, now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Here the commission of God, not to leave anything. What we learn from here, we should not allow evildoers to continue to exist in our midst. Saul destroyed everything, but he kept the king Agag. So he did something that Amalek will come back and more troubles. God wants us not to give chance and keep evildoers in our made. We have to end up their wicked ways from our midst. We need to remember what they did so that we will remove their bad effects. And also, we need to remember what they did so we can understand how devil worked to destroy the work of God and to disturb the righteousness of God in our midst. We can read also book of Micah. God told them to remember another people who were wicked. Book of Micah. Chapter 6 and verse 5. And God said, remember something. It means that you have to focus. You go and search what God is saying and apply in your life. Micah chapter 6 verse 5. And he told them, remember Amalek. Amalek wants to destroy the people of God. We need to remember those who work evil against us, so that we can protect ourselves and remove their bad effects from our midst. Book of Micah chapter 6 verse 5, he says, oh my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab consulted and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him. from Shittim unto Gilgal, that we may know the righteousness of the Lord. What he told them here, to remember Balak, how he consulted Balaam, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered, and what he did. You know the story that Balaam taught Balak that you can entice the Israelites by your woman. And he say, here, Oh my people, remember now those who taught you boyfriends and girlfriends. Oh my people, remember now those who taught you live in and condone it. Oh my people, remember now those who taught you divorce and condone it. Oh my people, remember now those who taught you birthday parties and Valentine's Day celebrations. Oh, remember them, my people. We need to remove them out from our midst. You know, about Balaam, up to the book of Revelation, Jesus brought his name back. And we have discussed it in details. Again, remember, so we should not forget these things. Again, you are speaking, yes. Again, until we really cleanse ourselves. Let's continue. Meditating on the goodness of God and all His good things that He gives to us. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32. You know, when the church forgets these things, we are lost. We become unfaithful. When we forget to remember essential things and we don't do it, we are becoming like the church of Sardis, having the reputation of alive, but we are dead. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7-9. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. So he considered his nation first, his people first. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. When God divided the earth, he remembered the Israelites, his people, his portion, and he gave them the best land in the world. Israel has received the most fertile land all over the world. Why? Because they are his people. And even for us today, we are the people of God through the blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross for our sins. Remember that God had the portion, the best fortune for you. That when God give a blessing, he remember you. We are the lost people. So what we are now, remember now. Not only that we are the people of God and he will give us the best, but we remember also to be faithful to him. We need to be faithful to him. As he is faithful to us, we need to be faithful to him. Joshua chapter 1. And verse 13. Joshua reminded them about the blessing of God. He reminded them that they have received this land, the best land. And also God reminded us today that you have received the best. Don't be unfaithful. Repent. Remember what you have received. Hold on it. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. Joshua chapter 1 verse 13. Remember the word which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, The Lord your God has given you rest and had given you this land. Remember, God has given us rest and peace, eternal life, and He gave us the best of everything in the world, His plan. That's what we have received from God, and we need to be faithful to Him. Psalm 20 and verse 7. Say, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some they trust in horses and chariots, trust in money, trust in friends, trust in power. He say here, he did not say, but we trust. He say, we remember the Lord our God. In time of our troubles, we remember God. We don't remember other things, our money and our capabilities and our friends. We need to go back to God in a prayer and cry to Him. That is how we express that we are faithful to God. In Psalm 78 and verse 42, see the unfaithful. The church of Sardis was unfaithful because they forget what they have received. And they did not get hold on it and repent. Psalm 78, verse 42, say, they remember not His hand. Oh. They remember not His hand, nor the day when He delivered them from the enemy. Totally forget what God did to them. They did not remember how His hand moved to help them and save them. They did not remember the day that they cried to God and no one was there and God helped them. Now they keep Him aside. Now they are relieved, they go away from Him. That's the unfaithful. And also, you know, we can get some in this way. We can explain this verse. Is that when God had done to us great things in the past, when we cried to Him, when His hand delivered us, in the day that we cry, He helped us. Now, when we face troubles, we should not be discouraged and go right and left and looking for people, or we go back. No. We should, again, the same way, go back to God. Cry to Him. Repent of your sin. Trust Him, and He will deliver you, and He will provide for you. Don't forget what the Lord had done in your life. Psalm 105 and verse 5 say, remember His marvelous works. Amen. Let us remember all the great things that He have done for us. Remember all the good things that He have done to you. Sometimes He had done to you great things even you did not pray, but God did it. Remember His marvelous works that He had done, His wonders and the judgment and the judgments of His mouth. Remember all the good things that He have done for you, and also the miracles that He did to save you, to deliver you, to protect you. Remember all these things. As He say here, remember the judgments of His mouth. The word judgments, we should make us afraid to repent, not to do wrong, not to go beyond the limit. That is judgments. And also the judgment of His mouth, it means what He spoke in His word, it will come to pass. We need to remember it. What He say of His word, warning, He will do it. That's why we have not to forget these things that God has said. In book of Isaiah 43, Isaiah 43 and verse 18. Isaiah 43, verse 18. Remember ye not, the former things, neither consider the things of old. But you say here, don't remember your discouragement. Don't take things negatively. Don't remember your frustrations. Don't remember your failures and take it that it is a negative clue for you today. No. You say, you go on now with the Lord. There's a new start. Okay? Sometimes we are just keeping the negative thoughts in our mind. Negative thoughts in our mind. Oh, again, I'll be like before, what happened again, repeated. No, no. See, don't put such things in your mind. Okay? As you decided to follow the Lord, things will become better. Remember not the former things, not consider the things of old. Verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He say, here I'll make new things. Why, you're not going to see it? God say. He say, I'll make way in the wilderness and rivers. Ways what he will do. He will do way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You say desert, I'll put rivers. You say wilderness, I'll put ways. Don't dwell in the past. Don't be negative. When God says something, he will do. Focus on God now and you will see what he will do for you. Amen. In book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, and verse 1. You say, remember now the Creator in the days of your youth. Remember now the Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You see here, remember the Lord when you are young, when in the day of thy youth, the youth, they have strength, yeah? They can run, they can jump. You see, when you are young, how many of you are here are young? I am also young, yeah? I am also young because I am now younger than next year. So why I need to remember that I am young? It means that while you are young, serve the Lord. Amen? Not that maybe after 10 years, maybe after I will resign, or maybe when I am retired, I have no responsibility, I will think to serve the Lord. No, that is the time that you will get sick, you have no strength, you cannot move. Now is the time to serve the Lord. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time to focus on him, to give him the best. We are good in giving the best for the education, the best for gym. We go to the gym to build up our body, you know. But to serve God, the people now withholding. He say, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Not that when you are old, you cannot walk, you will remember. At that time, you cannot serve God anymore. You don't have strength, you don't have capabilities. As long as you are young, like I am now today young, remember God and serve him. Hallelujah. How many of you want to serve the Lord? Praise God. All of us, God call us to serve him. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 44 and verse 21. Isaiah 44, verse 21. Remember this, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. Hallelujah.
God says, Thou art my servant. You are the servant of God. Hallelujah. Thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. God say, you are my servant. I formed you. I created you. I molded you. I made you grow. I will not forget you. You are my servant. And in Ephesians, Apostle Paul says, for we are created in Christ Jesus to do the good work that he prepared in advance for us to do. We are God's servant. Jacob, when God called him, he had some shortcomings, sins and wrongdoing, but God disciplined him. God corrected him. God finally made him go in his way, in the perfect will of God. Same way for us today, for you today. God will continue, will mold us. He will not forget us. He will continue also to discipline us, to correct us, till we go through the narrow way and doing His will in the service and the ministry of God. Hallelujah. You are God's servant, and the Lord will do marvelous things for you, and He will change you, He will mold you, He will discipline you, and He will correct you and make you ready. How many of us ready for the coming of the Lord? The thing that you are not ready of, repent. Start to do good. Repent of your sin and be ready for Christ's coming. Start to serve God. You are created to serve the Lord, not for other purpose. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 4 say, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. He said to them, at the conclusion of the Old Testament, remember the law of Moses that I give to him at Mount Horeb. All statutes and judgments and commands. Remember these things. We need to remember the word of God. How many of us, we read the Bible? How many of you have Bible? How many of you are reading daily your Bible? How many are reading in sequence? How many are reading 3-4 chapters per day to help you to understand what God wanted to do? In the book of 2 Timothy, we need to remember the word of God. That's why we read the Bible, to be reminded, to be in the right track. Remember the law of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17. Say, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Here, all scriptures are inspiration of God. From God. It's given by God, and it is good for teaching, correction, reproving, for doctrine, for training. The whole Bible we need to remember. The law of God. In John chapter 15. John chapter 15, the Lord taught His disciples something, and He wants to tell us today something. John 15, verse 20, he told them, remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Now here, the Lord, he told them to remember certain things. He did not tell them remember all, all the teaching of the Lord is important to remember. But here there is something very important that Jesus said to them and to us today. He want to tell them that the word that I told you, that you will be not greater than me. He tell them that I told you that they had persecuted me and they will persecute you also. Now, why Jesus reminded his disciple here, and he reminds us here today about persecution, because persecution is most painful things that we may pass through, especially when it comes when you have served the people and did your best to them, and you expect that you'll be rewarded, but then you are persecuted by them. He say, remember, you are not better than me, you are not greater than your master. If they had done such things and persecute me, they will also persecute you. They have done it, they will be doing it to you also as well. So don't think that is abnormal. That is what is expected. Don't be discouraged of it. And he told them that if they have kept my saying, sometimes we are discouraged. We are telling them something, but they are not doing. He said, Jesus said, even what I say to them, they are not keeping. They will not keep what you are going to say to them. So we should not take this one negatively to affect us. But that is acceptable, because that Jesus also remind his disciples that will happen in Matthew chapter 10. Actually, if people will obey, maybe that is the thing that we should be astonished. They obey, what happened? They hate us, that's normal. They did bad for the good thing, that's very normal, according to the scriptures. So the point here, don't get discouraged, continue to serve the Lord. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, he said to them, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. He said, if they don't receive you, it means they did not receive me. So that we need to understand, not that they don't receive us, they did not receive God, they did not receive Christ, they did not receive God the Father. In John chapter 13 and verse 20, what he told them also, and this is for us today also, he told them, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whosoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. If we go to people and they don't receive us, they do not receive Christ. If they receive us, they have received Christ and his word, and they have received God the Father. We must know that there are people, when we speak to them, they will not listen, because they are not from God. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 to 6. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 to 6. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them,
Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know ye the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
He said, those who does not know God, they will not hear us. They will not obey. Because they are not from God. They don't know God. When you give them scriptures clearly and they don't obey it, they don't hear us because they don't know God. Those who does not know God, they will not hear us. So you should not be discouraged. In Book of Acts, chapter 20, and verse 31. Acts 20, verse 31, this Apostle Paul. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. He say, watch and pray. 3 years I was with you, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there will be division, wars. People will come and destroy. He say, remember these things. I was warning you. Now, we should understand the persecution that we pass through. The troubles. Evildoers who fight against the church and against the teaching. This is not something abnormal. What we learn? Why we need to remember these things? First, we should watch carefully to protect those who are with us. Because there are wolves around and in. We should be careful. Second, we should not be discouraged when that takes place. Because that is normal. And third, why we need to remember this will happen. When it happens, we should accept it, because those who are going to leave, they are not belong to us. They don't belong to God. And God, when He allows this, God is cleansing His church. In 1 John chapter 2, and that will be the last scripture for today. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18 and 19, say, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. That's here he explaining to them that they went out because they don't belong to us. And that is good, because if they will continue with us, what havoc and troubles they will add to us if they are not willing to repent. Let's all stand in God's presence. Let us remember all this teaching that God gave us. I believe God spoke to each and every one of us about certain things. And He wants us to take accountability of what we receive from Him. Remember therefore how thou hast received and healed, and hold fast and repent. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Guide us, O God. Speak to God and allow God to speak to you. Thank you, God, for your word that remind me that I need to do certain things, oh God. Thank you today. I was reminded, I was encouraged, I was reproved and corrected and disciplined. I pray for all my brethren, my brothers and sisters, that they will fear you, oh God. They will remember, they will not put aside what you give them. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. I pray that we will receive assurance to go on and save you. We are your servant. Tell him, Lord, I am your servant. I am willing to go on and do the work of yours faithfully. Yes, O God. Take your word and spread it. Let it reach the congregations and the brethren in other places. Oh God, let it be a fruit, let it be a revival. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.